WTAW News Time is 5 minutes after 6, 79 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. Today's College Station City Council workshop includes a proposal to ban the use of wireless devices while driving.
City staff wants a local law after multiple attempts at the state level have failed. College Station's ban would apply to those driving vehicles as well as bicyclists. Those who are convicted of the misdemeanor offense would be fined anywhere between $25 and $200. There are four exceptions. The wireless device can be in hands-free mode. The device is attached to the vehicle or bicycle and is in navigation mode. The vehicle or bicycle is at a complete stop, or if the device is being used to get emergency assistance. Another workshop item involves the future of Old Welburn Road. What's being described as a conceptual discussion about future connectivity along Old Welburn and other roads in the area was requested by a council member in a prior meeting. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
The owners of 60 vehicles in College Station woke up yesterday morning to find their windows were shot out.
The three major neighborhoods that were hit were the Barracks, Shenandoah, and Sun Meadows subdivisions.
Lieutenant Steve Brock says the first call came around 10:45 Tuesday night. Initially, 32 vehicles were reported to have the back glass shot out by a BB gun. By yesterday afternoon, that number had almost doubled. Anyone with information is asked to call CSPD at 764-3600. A Brazos County grand jury has indicted a Bryan woman on charges of illegally taking food stamps and Medicaid benefits, both administered by the Texas Department of Health and Human Services. There is a limited amount of information about the allegations against 45-year-old Tanya Seeger. The state agency referred comments to the district attorney's office, which referred WTAW News to the indictment. Seeger is accused of taking between $20,000 and $100,000 of food stamps and Medicaid health insurance benefits valued between $1,500 and $20,000. The University of Texas campus carry gun policy has been approved by their Board of Regents. Concealed handguns will be allowed in classrooms, but banned in dorm rooms, childcare facilities, and laboratories with dangerous chemicals. As for faculty offices, Regent Steve Hicks voted with the majority against a motion to allow guns.
Especially as we try to recruit the top faculty from around the country, that they ought to be able to have that option as well to decide whether their office is a gun-free zone or not.
The Regents rejected the proposed no bullet in the chamber policy. The new gun policy is set to take effect next month. Next year's proposed budget for Bryan's electric utility includes more than $600,000 at Lake Bryan. BTU General Manager Gary Miller says one project is disconnecting a septic system from restrooms and tying that to a sewer line and lift station that was built last year.
We've got some repair work on the front entrance booth, and we need some signage. And the restroom, the front entrance booth in particular, is in really bad shape and needs some repair work. Also at Lake Bryan, the bridge structure has some improvements that need to be made, and we need to do some road paving.
Miller says repairs to the Lake Bryan Dam, where cracks were noticed last year, have held up through the severe storms in late May. WTAW News Time is 8 minutes after 6. It's 79 degrees. Text us your news tips, photos, and videos to 979-695-1620. More news at 6:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Come on down and see. We got everything that your metal project needs.
Ready to get started on your next metal project? Let Hilco guide you through the entire process. They can design a metal building to fit your needs and set you up with a contractor to help with construction. The Hilco staff has broad experience with building designs ranging from carports, garages, and hay barns to office warehouses, mini storage, and the newest trend of barn dominiums, which combine living quarters with shop space for the ultimate country retreat. Give them a call at 936-825-0500 or visit HilcoSupply.com.
Come on down to Hilco. Come on down and see. We got everything that your metal project needs.
Hilco Metal Roofing Supply, 936-825-0500 or HilcoSupply.com.
Good morning. It's 10 minutes after. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by Anchor Foundation Repair, the leader in foundation repair for more than 30 years. In addition to that, they do polyurethane concrete raising. For more information, go to anchorfoundationrepair.net.
Hot weather continues to build across the area with high pressure locked into our east. Sunshine today, a few clouds popping up during the day, 95 to 100. Overnight, clear to partly cloudy. Lows are going to be somewhere between 75 and 80. Tomorrow, some more sunshine, rather warm, highs 95 to 100. Partly cloudy and 75 to 80 tomorrow night. Saturday, sunshine continues with a few clouds, highs anywhere from 95 to 100 degrees. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, more from SEC Media Days as we hear from Nick Saban of Alabama and Brett Bielema of Arkansas, and some more Aggies earned spots on national award watch lists. All the details are coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I like that Arkansas coach's personality.
Yeah. I do, too. He's always been a lot of fun. You know, but Nick Saban, you got nothing on that man's personality, let me tell you.
That's obviously he's got a group that, I mean, security around him, all that. He's the guy.
He's a rock star.
He's the real deal.
I remember, Bill, if you haven't ever seen him, he's a big guy.
Yeah.
I guess probably played football, certainly big enough to, and he said, he was talking about the first job that he got where he got his own car, and he said it was like a Dodge Dart or something, and he said that was fine because, you know, he'd been having to use his own car, which is like a 16-year-old car, so he didn't care if it was a brand-new Dodge Dart. Worked out just fine for him.
I don't care if my knees touch my shoulders.
That's right.
I'm fine.
He just seemed like a real guy, so it's fun. All right, so firefighters called to a North Knoxville, Tennessee apartment this week. Didn't even have to take the fire extinguisher up to put the fire out. All they had to do was turn on the shower head. According to the Knoxville Fire Department, a first in their book says a woman attempted to cook a brisket over an open flame in her bathtub. First responded Monday evening to find the middle-aged woman fanning light smoke from her apartment. Inside, they found a melting fiberglass tub in the bathroom.
Yeah, that'll happen.
Resident lit a small wood-burning grill inside the bathtub.
I mean, at least she was trying to be safe.
She was. I think she's kind of an indoor fire pit thing.
Mm-hmm.
Anyhow, inside the bathtub, meat placed on the wire rack across the tub's rim. The heat, of course, then soon melted the fiberglass underneath. Tub and brisket total loss, according to the fire department.
And then they found the half bottle of tequila.
Yeah, probably so, doing a little of that. The apartment below obviously suffered some water damage as well. The captain highlighted the incident to stress the point that 50% of all residential fires are cook-related. He said, just for the record, though, the vast majority do occur in the kitchen. Yeah.
I would think so.
I bet my bottom dollar that didn't happen in Texas.
No. Well, you just don't know. You just don't know. Yeah.
Info?
Mason.
At least they didn't say that they were trying to barbecue the brisket.
Yeah.
They just say they're trying to cook it.
Don't you smoke a brisket? Isn't that what you're supposed to do?
Well, you know, you can do all sorts of things.
Coming up with a new invention, the barbecue bathtub.
The
all
bathtub together. Brisket, yeah.
Ooh, no, see, that sounds so bad.
For more than 70 years, farmers and ranchers have depended on Producers Cooperative for quality agricultural products and services. From a full line of livestock feeds, planting seed and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, you'll find it all at Producers. High performance products, quality service, outstanding results since 1943. Producers on Texas Avenue north of Highway 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
Good morning. It's 6:14. News Talk 1620 WTAW. Here we go. It's July the 14th, and today's Shark Awareness Day. Probably ought to be.
You should always be aware of sharks.
Yeah.
Depending on where you are.
Why didn't this take place during Shark Week?
Yeah. Well, maybe that's what it is. They're trying to raise the awareness prior to, so that with Shark Awareness Day here among us, then that happens.
Now we know.
Bastille Day. Also, in France, we don't celebrate it here. It's Pandemonium Day. So, I mean, if you ever want to be pandemonious, how's that for a word?
Nice,
then
good.
Today would be the day to celebrate Pandemonium Day. If you don't want to, then that's okay. Also today, and again, one of those where you probably need to ask permission, it's National Nude Day. let somebody know you're going to do that before you do.
Yeah, probably not a good thing to do to at work.
Yep.
Or in public.
Yeah, in public. Yeah, if you want to celebrate it at home or privacy of your own campground, that's fine, whatever. It's National Hot Dog Night tonight in Laverne, Minnesota.
Okay.
And I guess you could join in with them and celebrate if you wanted to. Because yesterday was French Fry Day.
Yeah.
And then today, National Macaroni and Cheese Day.
Oh, that is every day for me.
See, that's it. Mm. And of course, our old buddy Patrick, you know, he's probably used 12 different kinds of cheese before.
Yeah.
Many of us in our college days obviously just used that yellow powder.
Yeah. Yep.
We don't know what it was. That's okay. It
still made, so delicious.
It was delicious, and it made it the right color.
And hey, you know, if you use that powder, and you know, normally if you're in college, you probably use water. But if it's fancy, if you're eating fancy, use milk.
You could do that.
Yeah, put a little butter in there.
Sure. Mm. And if you bacon bits.
But man, that squeezy cheese sauce one though.
Yeah.
Ooh, that's like the upgrade from the powder.
Oh, that's date night right there. Yeah, that is.
Yep.
And see, and
you spring in for the good stuff.
And you guys probably have spam nuggets left over, right?
I think our fellow employees ate all.
Oh, did they plow through them?
Apparently, somebody was hungry.
That says a lot about. Wow,
it does.
Yeah.
The truth and nothing but.
Wait! I didn't do birthday.
Nobody's born today. Nobody.
No, that's not true.
Oh, come on now.
We got another big, big birthday day. As a matter of fact, sorry. All right, birthday.
It hurts.
I know. No, it's okay. It'll be all right.
Imagine Dragon singer Dan Reynolds, 29. I know they're your favorite band, Scott.
Well,
so I had to say that.
What their greatest hits album has?
There's like one maybe two. Okay. It's funny you said it was Bastille Day because Bastille singer Dan Smith.
Hey,
is 30.
All right.
So that's pretty cool. Daryl Revis is 31 from the Patriots.
Revis.
And Taboo is also 41 today from the Black Eyed Peas. Another one of your favorites.
Oh, sure.
Scott.
Sure. Okay.
I know that. Jamie Johnson, also 41 today. Now, that's a Grammy Award-winning country singer.
Oh, yeah.
Who did In Color. I don't remember that song.
Oh, yeah. It's a good one.
But apparently also helped Trace Atkins write Honky Tonk Badonkadonk.
Oh,
so,
thank God for you, sir. Thank God for you.
Quite a contribution to the music scene.
Glad it's there.
Missy Gold is 46. She's the governor's daughter, Katie, on Benson.
All right.
Also a show I am unfamiliar with. But also, younger sister of Growing Pains star Tracy Gold, if you remember her. Matthew Fox is 50. He was Jack Shepard on Lost.
Mm-hmm.
Good show. Jackie Earl Haley is 55. He was the new Freddy Krueger in the new Nightmare on Elm Street.
Oh, but the original.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But he was also Kelly Leak in the original Bad News Bears movies. Rebellious kid there.
Uh-huh.
Jane Lynch is 56 today.
From Glee.
From Glee, among other things. Kyle Gass, also 56. He is the second half of Tenacious D with Jack Black.
Yeah.
And Rosie Greer is 84.
Okay. You know, he was in the kitchen in Los Angeles when Bobby Kennedy was shot.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
really?
He was a real confidant of the campaign, as a matter of fact.
Wow.
Okay. You miss Chris Cross.
Chris Cross?
Yeah.
It's his birthday today?
Yeah, former Ultravox Chris Cross is 64.
Wow.
I'm just reading it. I have no idea. Okay.
Is that a question?
No, I'm fine.
The truth. And nothing but. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
According to Gateway Pundit, President Obama's ignored a request made by a police union to light up the White House in blue in honor of the five Dallas police officers killed.
We did that one yesterday, didn't we? All right, let me see if we can find today's Sean Hannity update.
Aggieland Carpet One presents Stainmaster's 30th Anniversary Flooring Sale.
Need new carpet? Now's the perfect time to get the brand that combines irresistible style and incredible stain resistance.
Stainmaster's 30th Anniversary Flooring Sale at Aggieland Carpet One is your chance to save up to 40% on select Bigelow Stainmaster carpets.
Our Aggieland Carpet One experts will save you time and money while you enjoy the beauty and comfort of these super performing carpets.
Plus, on approved credit, get special financing that makes it easy to have the carpet that's right for you. Only for a limited time and only at Aggieland Carpet One.
Take advantage of our great selection of tile, natural stone, and wood at incredible prices.
Come Come see us today at Aggie Lane Carpet One next to Harley Davidson on Highway 6.
620, now that's the one we're going to play.
The truth.
All right.
And nothing but. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
According to Gateway Pundit, President Obama's ignored a request made by a police union to light up the White House in blue in honor of the five Dallas police officers killed in last week's attacks. Now, while flags were ordered at half-staff to honor the victims, well, a request from John Adler, president of the Federal Law Enforcement Officers Association, to illuminate the White House in blue has thus far been ignored. President Obama wasted no time illuminating the White House in rainbow colors after the Supreme Court's ruling on gay marriage. But honoring our brave police officers, well, you'd think it'd be a no-brainer, right? What are you waiting for, Mr. President? Is this accidental, or are you the cop-hater-in-chief that Milwaukee County Sheriff David Clark says you are?
Keeping you on the straight path. Later today, it's the Sean Hannity Show.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
So like many of you, I used to suffer from insomnia. No matter what I did, I simply couldn't get a perfect night's sleep. Then I met Mike Lindell. He's the inventor of MyPillow, and he got me fitted for my very own MyPillow, which has literally changed my life. And not only am I able to get to sleep now, but I stay asleep all night, every night. And guess what? You can too. Just log on to MyPillow.com or you can call 800-919-6090. Use the promo code Hannity and take advantage of Mike's two-for-one offer. Now, MyPillow is made in the USA. It comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee. It has a 10-year warranty, and you can even wash and dry it just like your favorite pair of blue jeans. Log on to MyPillow.com right now or call 800-919-6090 and use the promo code Hannity and get Mike's special two-for-one offer. And that means you can start getting the kind of restful, comfortable, deep healing sleep that you deserve. That's MyPillow.com, promo code Hannity, or call 800-919-6090.
Coffee in the morning for some people is a very serious thing. Without it, they're groggy and grumpy for the early part of their day. If you're one of these people, you can appreciate the value of a good cup of coffee. If you're the boss of these people, you can appreciate Twin City Coffee Service. For over 25 years, you've counted on Twin City Coffee to provide the best coffee and filtrated water service in the Brazos Valley. Call Mike or Troy to see how they can help you enhance your break station with their refreshing coffee, tea, and filtrated water. Call 779-3928, Twin City Coffee Service.
You know, the way you use your TV and internet during the summer probably changes a lot because the kids are home from school, which means increased usage on your data plan. But like a few, Suddenlink has new unlimited data plans available. Both new and current customers can upgrade to those plans with no limit on your data. No matter what you need right now, Suddenlink has an incredible speed for you. You know, we've talked about how this is gig city. You can get up to 1 gig if that's what you need. If you're going on vacation, by the way, don't forget to schedule Suddenlink TiVo to record your favorite shows, or you can keep up with all your favorite programming while you're on the go on your mobile device if you use Suddenlink to Go's app. And by the way, they'll also notify you if there's a show that you're currently watching that's available in HD. It's right there. You make a click and you're there. And don't forget also the Direct Connect now to Hulu through TiVo. All that can be yours, but if you make the switch right now during the Switch and Shout event, then you'll get SL200 HD TV, 50 meg internet, and phone for just $69 a month. Buy two, get three, $69 a month. And don't forget the unlimited data plan as well. Call them right now, 877-694-9474, or visit suddenlink.com to get more information.
Reaching brides-to-be is easy when your ad's in the fall issue of Brazos Valley Bride magazine. Brazos Valley Bride is where brides go to find the perfect photographer, timeless venues, elegant wedding cakes, and exciting wedding entertainment. Brazos Valley Bride is 148 pages of all things bridal and is also at brazosvalleybride.com. Let Brazos Valley Bride bring the brides to your business. For more information, call Sam Jones with Brian Broadcasting or email Sam at brianbroadcasting.com.
I'm Jennifer Kishinka with Your Money Now. Beneficiaries of unclaimed life insurance policies already have received billions of dollars, and others could be in store for some unexpected cash, the result of state actions forcing companies to locate errors and pay them the money they're owed. Nearly two dozen states have passed laws requiring companies to search for beneficiaries. Illinois is the latest to consider a version of the legislation. The laws follow years-long audits and multi-state investigations of the top 40 insurance companies that revealed many of them held on to benefits even when they knew the person insured had died. TV talk show host Dr. Phil and his wife are suing the National Enquirer for $250 million, saying the publications owned by America Media have accused him of being an abusive husband and a hypocrite. The suit claims the publications painted Phil McGraw as a man who physically and verbally abused his wife, Robin, and that she's so fed up she's seeking a divorce. American Media says it will defend itself against the suit. On Wall Street, futures are higher. That's your money now.
Thinking about life insurance? What if you could make one free phone call and learn your best price from nearly a dozen highly rated, price competitive companies? Well, that's exactly what happens when you call SelectQuote Life. For example, George is 40. He was getting sky-high quotes from other companies because he takes meds to control his blood pressure. But when I shopped around, I found him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $28 a month. I'm SelectQuote agent Dan Savino. And believe me, if SelectQuote isn't shopping for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-513-0258. That's 1-800-513-0258. 1-800-513-0258. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Good morning. It's the weather. It's brought to you this morning by Action Sports, home of the new Can-Am Spyder and Kawasaki Mule Pro FXT. Stop by and see them yourself at Action Sports, 202 Holloman Drive East. Click on ActionSportsTX.com. More of the same. I think yesterday afternoon we were at 98 with a heat index of 108. It was pretty stifling out there. Anyhow, going to be close to that today. Heat index around 104 and a high around 98 degrees. And we'll continue this pattern all the way through Wednesday, they're telling us. And there's a chance of showers in the weekend, but it's only about 20%. So just so you know, right now the winds are out in the lows. Each night will be in the upper 70s. Right now the winds are out of the south at 7. 90% relative humidity. Got a little bit overcast out there, and it's 79.
They came in and recommended a carbon filter system, and that has been amazing for me. It's taken away all the dust, which is crazy because living out in the country, we have tons of dust just from our gravel road, and we have cattle, so all of that comes in. So they come in once a year and change out that filter, and it's great.
Call Barker's Heating and Cooling, 979-314-0618. Barker's, the premier Linux dealer in Bryan College Station.
Before you go on your next job interview, there's something you need to know about the company, or it could all be a big waste of time. I'm Mike Carruthers with Something You Should Know. Coming up,
brought to you by MSC Opus. Expect the unexpected with the 44th season of MSC Opus. Season and single tickets are on sale now at mscopus.org.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some urgent news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from PBS host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now because we're about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-885-5757 now to get your personalized copy rushed to you today. Do you want to avoid mistakes baby boomers and seniors can make when they buy annuities? Those mistakes now could be costly later to you and your family. Call 800-885-5757. That's 800-885-5757. Employees of J.T. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
In today's job market, employers are not only looking for people with the right skills, they're also looking for people with the right attitude.
When people fail on the job, and about 46% of them will, they fail for attitudinal reasons. 89% of people that fail because they just didn't fit the culture, they weren't motivated enough.
Mark Murphy, author of the book Hiring for Attitude.
And the reason is that when you look at the global labor markets, for example, the number of engineers that China and India can produce, turns out there's a lot of skilled people available. And as companies are looking at hiring, they're saying, listen, we got the skills. What we want to now do is take that up another notch and say, well, who's going to fit our culture? Yeah, you can be a programmer. That's great. But can you be our kind of programmer?
And what does that mean to be our kind of employee?
It means, for example, if we take two companies like Southwest Airlines versus the Ritz-Carlton, the culture that defines these places are radically different. So at Southwest, it's about their sense of humor. It's about their collegiality. Yeah, can we get along? Can we crack a joke? Can we have a little bit fun? Where at the Ritz-Carlton, you know, it's a similarly great organization, but theirs is not about the sense of humor. Theirs is ladies and gentlemen serving ladies and gentlemen. If you, you know, walk the floors of the Ritz-Carlton cracking jokes all day long, that's not going to advise you to the number one, this is our superstar high performer.
At somethingyoushouldknow.net, I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
It's all new, all true, family fun that will inspire you. Expect the unexpected with Opus Season 44. This year's family fun lineup includes PBS favorite Daniel Tiger's Neighborhood Live, a mesmerizing experience for the entire family, The Aluminum Show, Straight from the North Pole, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, the musical, and experience Jurassic Proportions with Earth's Dinosaur Zoo Live. Sponsored by Shenandoah Veterinary Clinic and Opus Encore. Get your family's tickets now at mscopus.org.
WTAW News Time is 6:31, 79 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Mar Eye Center, providing the finest quality eye care for the entire family, where our vision is to maintain, protect, and improve your vision. Go to mareyecenter.com for more information. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. A Bryan woman is accused of stealing up to $100,000 in food stamps and illegally receiving up to $20,000 in Medicaid benefits. 45-year-old Tanya Seeger was arrested after she was indicted by a Brazos County grand jury. According to the indictment, Seeger received at least $20,000 in food stamps after telling a caseworker from Texas Health and Human Services she had minor children when she did not. Seeger is also accused of getting at least $1,500 in Medicaid health insurance coverage that she was not entitled to receive because her children did not live with her. Additional details of the criminal investigation were not available from HHS, which referred questions to the district attorney's office, which referred WTAW News to the indictment. New traffic patterns for parents at three College Station public schools will be considered during tonight's College Station City Council meeting.
The council's been asked to approve no left turns during student drop-off and pickup periods going into Oakwood Intermediate, A&M Consolidated Middle School, and College View High School. Those recommendations were made by the city and school district staff. And with parental input, the council is asked to approve new no parking, stopping, or standing on streets around the same schools. The parking ban on most of the affected streets will be 24/7, while a few will be during either drop-off or pickup times. You can see maps of the proposed changes online at WTAW.com. The agenda also includes a request to take the first step towards another multi-story student housing complex. The proposed change to College Station's comprehensive plan involves property between the Aggie Field of Honor Cemetery and Harvey Mitchell Parkway, or the northwest corner of the interchange with Raymond Stotzer Parkway, which will be rebuilt starting later this year. Subject to changing the comp plan and zoning designation, high-density housing would be above the first floor of retail and commercial space. The council takes up 45 pages of paperwork to address fishing piers at two College Station Park ponds. $65,000 contracts would replace the pier at the Central Park Pond with one that accommodates the disabled and rebuild the pier at Brothers Pond Park. And the council considers final action on imposing impact fees to help pay for future College Station roads, water, and wastewater systems. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
College Station police are asking for your help in catching those responsible for the damage of 60 vehicles Tuesday night in the neighborhoods of Shenandoah, the Barracks, and Sun Meadows.
And we would ask that anybody who might have home surveillance video set up at their residence to kind of take a look at it. If they see anything suspicious or what they believe may be a suspect vehicle and suspects.
Lieutenant Steve Brock says a BB gun was used to shoot out the back glass of the vehicles.
Our detectives are actively investigating this, and we need our public's help to catch these guys, because as big a nuisance as it is for the police department to come take those reports, it's a far bigger nuisance for the 60-plus victims that we have having to replace windows in their vehicles.
Brock says no injuries were reported. If you have any information or a damaged vehicle that has not been reported, contact CSPD at 764-3600. With days before a new state law takes effect, the University of Texas System Board of Regents has approved concealed carry policies that includes one modification.
It was the no bullet in the chamber policy that proved to be a controversial sticking point for the Board of Regents. University President Greg Fenbus made the argument for the rule back in May.
The data shows all recorded incidents have to do with accidental discharge.
Regent Wallace Hall's motion overturned that policy, which was supported by Regent Chair Paul Foster.
There's more danger involved in moving bullets in and out of the chamber than just leaving the gun loaded.
A motion to mandate that guns would be allowed in faculty offices was rejected. The rules take effect next month. In Austin, Chris Fox, TSN News.
Repairs at the Lake Bryan Dam after cracks were discovered last year are holding.
We haven't done anything at the Lake Bryan Dam for several months now, and that's a good thing. We've been monitoring very closely what's been going on out there, and it's not moving any longer. Even after the flooding on the day that the tornado came and all the flooding that we had, we watched it very closely. We have measuring devices out there, and no movement whatsoever.
BTU General Manager Gary Miller told the Bryan City Council they are in a wait-and-see mode with state officials as the dam continues to be monitored.
My hope is that the TCEQ will agree that what we've done is sufficient and we don't need to do anything else. But I don't know that's going to be a long-term solution. We will continue working with them.
Miller says one theory about the cracks is the dam was built over a riverbed that over time has washed away. Well wishes are pouring in to Congressman Ted Poe of Houston after his announcement that he has leukemia. The 67-year-old is spending his summer break at the MD Anderson Cancer Center. Poe says he intends to fully recover and will stay on the job. Poe has served in the U.S. House since 2005. WTAW News Time is 6:36. It's 79 degrees. Text us your news tips, photos, and videos to 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by Mar Eye Center. More news at 7 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
If your field of vision is narrow, if you experience night blindness, halos, floaters, or blurred vision, you may have a cataract. But don't worry. Almost everyone who lives a long life will develop cataracts at some point. Mar Eye Center specializes in cataract surgery with excellent outcomes and good patient care. Don't hesitate to call the friendly staff at Mar Eye Center at 776-7564 for your appointment. Mar Eye Center, thanking you for your business. Mar Eye Center, 776-7564.
Your home is your biggest investment, and your foundation keeps everything in place. Have you noticed visible cracks in your walls, bricks, or concrete slab? Do your doors stick? If so, it's important to have your home checked for foundation issues. The pros at Brazos Valley Solutions specialize in foundation evaluation, repair, and drainage solutions. Don't let your foundation problems become disastrous. Call Brazos Valley Solutions at 589-2420 for your free estimate. Protect your biggest investment. Brazos Valley Solutions. Their name says it all. Solutions. Click bvsolutions.info. Today.
For your car, your home, your business too, Acme Glass takes care of you. For over 60 years, we're the clear leader. Our quality and value keep shining through. For repair and replacement on all kinds of glass, you can trust Acme for quality that lasts. Where quality and value keep shining through, Acme Glass, we're the clear leader.
It's as simple as a little bite. Mosquitoes can spread illness to anyone, which can lead to health complications ranging from mild to severe. This summer, you can protect yourself from mosquito-borne illnesses by taking a few small steps. Use insect repellent containing DEET. Drain any standing water near your home. Be aware of peak mosquito hours, dusk and dawn, and if possible, wear long sleeves, pants, and socks. Enjoy your summer free from mosquitoes. This is Sarah Mendez, and this message is brought to you by the Brazos County Health Department.
When you think of Texas A&M Athletics on WTAW, think of the businesses sponsoring the games of your favorite team.
Businesses like Schulte Roofing, Prosperity Bank, Majorsmiles.com, and Subway.
Here's a big gig'em to these sponsors of Texas A&M Athletics. You're listening to the flagship station for Texas A&M Athletics, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Hi, Bubba Dixon here. Some say newer is better, but for over four decades, Tom Light Chevrolet has been the same name to depend on for the best Chevy buying experience in the Brazos Valley and beyond. And while some other dealerships have failed the test of time, we continue to have the same commitment to excellence we always have by offering an impressive selection of over 250 new and pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs to choose from. Amazing everyday value, including the most competitive internet pricing around. Incredible lease options like a new 2016 Cruze for only $161 a month. And the same friendliness and consideration in serving our customers as the first day we opened our doors. So visit us off North Earl Rudder Freeway in Bryan, and you'll see for yourself why since 1972, all roads lead to Tom Light Chevrolet. Same location, same name, Tom Light Chevrolet. Chevy, find new roads.
39-month lease, TTL and fees not included, based on 10,000 miles per year with 15 cents per mile overage. First payment due at signing, WAC on Cruise Limited.
Good morning, it's 640. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by Skyline Communications, in business for your business since 1981 with two-way radios and paging service. Call Skyline Communications at 775-2929.
We're still looking at high pressure off to our east, stretching from Georgia across Florida and then out into the western Atlantic. Sunshine today, a few clouds, hot. Temperatures today, 95 to 100. Overnight, clear to partly cloudy with lows somewhere between 75 and 80. Sunshine tomorrow, a few clouds, and we're 95 to 100. Partly cloudy, 75 to 80 tomorrow night. And a mixture of clouds and sunshine for Saturday, highs 95 to 100. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, we'll hear from Coach Nick Saban of Alabama and Coach Brett Bielema of Arkansas from SEC Media Days. Also, some Aggie football standouts earned spots on national award watch lists and TV ratings for the All-Star Game, a record low. All the details coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
So this morning there's an article in the Bryan Eagle by Travis Brown talking about SEC Media Days, and they're talking about peace and getting along. I mean, they are. It's just and of course the ones who really felt it on the ground was the University of Missouri, because you know there were protests. And then the football team decided that they would join in on the protest.
Oh, boy.
They refused to practice until the president of the university resigned. So he was out, and so was the chancellor. That's Bowen Lofton, who had been here.
Mm-hmm.
So big change in Columbia when you compare it to the other schools of the SEC. But, you know, we're getting this why can't we all get along stuff.
Yeah.
Well,
Let's talk about football.
Yeah.
I was gonna say.
Here's my deal. How about people who live on the same street get along? You know, in the big city, that's part of what the problem is.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, I understand that there are certainly unfortunate situations where law enforcement get involved, but you know what? That guy over there doesn't like that guy over there, and they end up getting in a fight. Well, that's got nothing to do with the police.
Nope.
You know? They got to settle that. President, in a four-hour meeting yesterday, tells us how not only are there very real problems, but there are still deep divisions about how to solve these problems between law enforcement and the minority community. Okay, fine.
Well, yeah.
Bad cops, we know that. But you know what? You got to solve the problems in the community itself first.
Mm. Yeah, start at the source.
Again, this guy gets mad at that guy. He gets a weapon, goes and kills him. What's that got to do with the police? That has nothing to do with the police. Why don't you take care of that situation first?
Well, you know, and everybody makes it so cut and dry. So, you know, it's like there's no gray area in what's happening here. And the thing is that there are bad cops. There are good cops. There are some people who do bad things and get in trouble for them. There are some people who get in trouble for not doing anything wrong. It's not as simple as some people are making it out to be. Some people, I mean, the president mm-hmm. is making it out to be, you know, he seems to just think, oh, well, let's get the bad cops out of there, and then we'll be fine.
Right.
It's way more complicated than that.
So, but you, U.S. Americans.
Who, me?
Yeah, you.
Okay.
Okay, get the opportunity tonight to be lectured by the president.
Yes.
Because
awesome.
He's going to have a town hall meeting that's basically the Disney family is going to do it. So if you turn on ABC wanting to watch whatever they have on, or you turn on ESPN waiting to see whatever they have on, they won't. It'll be the president, and he'll be lecturing you. Now, he may not shake his finger, But he's going to tell you you're a bad person.
And it's more of what I'm talking about. It's exactly the same thing. It's just simplification of complicated problems to make us all, to divide us, essentially.
And if you're interested, then you can go look up what time it's on. I don't know. Nah. I don't know what time it's on. But anyway, so we're going to solve it tonight, just to let you know. So let me see. Donald Trump says that he will deliver his keynote address from a teleprompter. And, you know, he's a different Donald when he does that.
He is.
He's kind of quieter. He's a little more under control.
A little more presidential.
Well, that's it. And I think
that's boring.
Exactly. If he doesn't get off script, we're not having any fun.
No.
So we'll see what happens. It makes the Republicans feel a lot better knowing that he's going to do that.
Yeah. Well.
Donald's going to announce his running mate tomorrow.
Yep.
Tweeted it last night. Be at 11 o'clock Friday in Manhattan. That's 10 o'clock our time. So
I'll be on the edge of my seat.
Oh, yeah, I probably won't.
I want to see, I don't know. I as much as this election is just such a train wreck is an easy way to put it, a nice way to put it. I want to see crazy Donald go out there and, say stuff like, I'm going to pick my vice presidential candidate. I'm going to do it, and it's not going to be Lion Hillary. I want him to come out.
Right, exactly.
I hope he rolls out a cake. And they pop out of the top of the cake with confetti and fireworks.
Let's do it the way.
He comes flying down from the rafters with a keytar and sunglasses.
Let's get this party going.
That would be awesome. I never thought about that.
I'll tweet at him today and let him know.
All right, do that. Say, hey, Donald, just in case you needed an idea.
If you need an entrance.
That's right.
Shooting lightning from his fingertips. Oh. Yeah.
So Texas, spending on prisons and jails is the highest in the nation, according to the Texas Tribune. New federal study concludes that it's grown about five times faster than what the state is spending on schools, elementary and secondary education.
Yikes.
Whoa. You're spending more in your prisons than you are in your elementary and secondary education.
And five times more. Yeah, that's significant. Yeah.
How bad was the system, though?
Yeah. Oh, which one?
No. I know. But it, was it that bad, or that much worse that they're having to spend that much more?
And this is where the argument that has surfaced in California, and again, I always say, watch California, they lead the nation, in having non-violent offenders released early or don't put them into the prison system to begin with.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Now, that's one thing. But the other thing also has to do with the situation of jails in Texas. Okay, they're full. The prisons get full. What are we going to do? And part of the people who are in jail sometimes are just mental issues rather than necessarily criminal issues as much. Mm-hmm. That's a problem. We've talked about it before. Largest mental facility in the state of Texas is the Harris County Jail.
And what's worse is when you combine the two, when you get somebody who is a nonviolent offender and then they go into jail and they get mental problems from it and have problems getting jobs and stuff afterwards. Yeah. I mean,
bad situation.
It's a compounding problem.
On the average, growth in spending on prisons and jails in other states tripled the rate of growth in funding for public K-12 education over that same period, the report found. It's just, again, we're not alone in this, but we're just bigger than everybody else, and so the numbers are pretty scary.
Mm-hmm.
Anyhow, that's from the feds, and that's what they tell us, and that's our disquieting thought for the day. Yeah,
they could have them not stay on death row so long and make some room.
Thanks for the memories.
At Schlitterbahn Water Park, the magic begins the moment we arrive. There are more ways to play and splash the day away together. Parking and tubes are free, and Schlitterbahn lets you bring a picnic. At the end of the day, we all have something special to hold on to.
Buy discounted tickets at Schlitterbahn.com.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
For more than 70 years, farmers and ranchers have depended on Producers Cooperative for quality agricultural products and services. From a full line of livestock feeds, planting seed and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, you'll find it all at Producers. High performance products, quality service, outstanding results since 1943. Producers on Texas Avenue. Avenue north of Highway 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
There are some insects you really don't want to mess with. Yellow jackets come first to mind, and fire ants and asps or puss caterpillars all fit that description. Other pests like chinch bugs, spider mites, borers, and grasshoppers can do thousands of dollars worth of damage in one neighborhood alone. While they offer no threat to humans or pets, they really need to be kept in check in your turf, grass, and landscape. And then there's the third group of insects, the huge group, insects that are more novelty than anything else. Rarely will you need to treat for them. Seldom will they do any damage. They may not be a satisfactory means of controlling them out there anyway, and so even when they do present some level of injury to your plants, not much you can do about them. These are the bug subjects today. I'll be back with details after this message. If you're looking for one gardening reference book that will put everything you need to know for Texas right there at your fingertips, it's my latest book, Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening. It absolutely is not a revision of the old Neil Sperry's Complete Guide to Texas Gardening from 1982 and 1991. This book has a completely different layout. It's a quarter of a century more up to date. Also, I self-published it so I could offer the book I've always wanted. 840 photographs, 344 pages, just $31.95. But that low price comes because it's not in stores, not on Amazon, self-published and printed right here in Texas. Every book goes out signed. If you want a special inscription, let us know on the order form. Order by calling during the weekdays, 800-752-GROW. That's 800-752-4769, or you can order anytime at neilsperry.com. neilsperry.com. So we're talking about insects you don't even need to worry about, and we'll start with leafcutter bees. If you've ever grown roses, you probably have encountered these insects, whether you knew it or not. More properly, you probably encountered their work. You almost never see the insects themselves. They cut perfect semicircles from the margins of the rose leaves. It's almost as if a giant paper punch had been used, and the missing tissue will always be at the edges of the blades. What is actually happening is that the bee is removing that tissue and carrying it to a downspout or a dormant faucet to build her nest. The only time she's near the rose plant is while she's cutting the leaf, and she really doesn't feed on it at all. The only way a spray would help would be if you applied it directly to her the few moments that she's there. Either ignore the problem, it's going to cause no major harm to your roses, or buy yourself a comfortable lawn chair and an umbrella. You're going to be out there for a long, long time. Pecan owners know the pest I'm going to talk about next. That's twig girdlers. It also bothers elms and a select group of other shade trees. If you've ever seen a small fallen branch that looked like it had been cut by someone who scored around and around it with a knife until it broke loose, you have been introduced to the work of the twig girdler. It's a beetle that's doing the cutting this time. Like the leafcutter bee, she's not there very long. She cuts almost completely through the branch, up to an inch in diameter, but usually smaller, and then she deposits eggs in the tissue that is about to die. As the wood becomes brittle, the branch snaps and falls to the ground. The larvae feed on the dead wood before emerging as adult beetles and starting the cycle over again. Sprays are useless for the twig girdler. Then we have gall-forming insects. If you have knots on oaks, on hackberry leaves, on cottonwoods, those are galls caused by insects. The insect stings the leaf, flies away, can't do a thing about it. I'm Neil Sperry, tending the well-groomed garden. In the summertime will be the subject of our next program. Until then, happy gardening.
Good morning, I'm Brad Mitchell with your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota and Madisonville and Bryan, helping folks in the Brazos Valley go places. It's 6:53. Well, SEC Media Days continued yesterday with a couple of Aggie rival organizations taking the stage, including Alabama, Arkansas, Kentucky, and Missouri. Coach Nick Saban of Alabama talked about some of the challenges facing the Crimson Tide.
We obviously have some challenges, you know, for the third year in a row. I'm standing up here talking about somebody's going to be a new quarterback for us, and somebody's got to win that job. Somebody's got to win the team. You know, that hasn't necessarily happened yet.
Next up, Arkansas skip Brett Bielema expressed his respect for Coach Sumlin and the Aggs and shared his thoughts on how to win this year.
I have tremendous respect for Kevin, probably a guy in the business that I'm as close with as any other head coach. So tremendous respect. I think what we have to do is as coaches and players is believe in ourselves to win that game in a four-quarter game.
Also making statements yesterday were Coach Mark Stoops of the University of Kentucky and Coach Barry Odom of Missouri. SEC Media Days wrap up today in Birmingham with South Carolina, Ole Miss, and LSU. Texas A&M football standouts Christian Kirk, Trevor Knight, and Josh Reynolds earned spots on national award watch lists that were announced yesterday. Wide receivers Kirk and Reynolds were named to the watch list for the Biletnikoff Award, which is given annually to the outstanding receiver in college football, while Knight was announced as a nominee for the All-State AFCA Good Work Team, which recognizes commitment to service and enriching the lives of others. Former Texas A&M All-American Kelsey Bone was named to the USA Select Team as announced by USA Basketball. The USA team trains alongside the United States national team from July 23rd to 25th to prepare the senior team for the 2016 Rio Olympics. In Major League Baseball, Yu Darvish is set to make his return to the Texas Rangers rotation on Saturday. The AL West leader said Darvish threw a bullpen session Wednesday and is expected to be activated from the 15-day disabled list to start the second game of the team's weekend series at the Chicago Cubs. Darvish has been on the disabled list since June 9th with shoulder discomfort. The right-hander from Japan has made only three starts this season for the Rangers after missing all of the 2015 season because of Tommy John surgery. After five rehab starts in May, Darvish made his season debut for Texas on May 28th. He went 2-0 with a 2.87 ERA in three starts, but left his start against Houston on June 8th after only five innings. Darvish said after the game that tightness in his neck caused tightness in his shoulder. Darvish cut short a bullpen session because of the same symptoms a few days later, and the Rangers skipped his next scheduled start before he was put on the 15-day disabled list. An MRI on his shoulder and neck showed no structural issues, and he has since made two more rehab starts for AA Frisco. Meanwhile, TV ratings for Tuesday's Major League All-Star Game set a record low for the second straight year. The American League's 4-2 win over the National League in San Diego got a 5.4 rating on Fox. That's down from the previous low of 6.6 for last year's game in Cincinnati. In the NBA, San Antonio Spurs star Tim Duncan says he's decided to retire after 19 seasons because playing basketball wasn't, quote, as fun anymore. Duncan said in an online video that he has no regrets after deciding to end his career with five championships and two MVP awards. He grew emotional and says he, quote, enjoyed the ride, and he thanks Spurs fans and all of those who have reached out in the last 2 days. Spurs coach Greg Popovich said Tuesday he hopes to talk Duncan into having some role with the team, even if it's part-time. In the NFL, Tom Brady is going to need a Hail Mary effort to get his four-game Deflategate suspension lifted after an appeals court refused to give him a new hearing. That upheld a lower court ruling that affirmed NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell's power to levy the four-game suspension. Brady's only remaining option is to appeal to the Supreme Court. And International Olympic Committee President Thomas Bach says the absence of many of the top golfers from the Rio Olympics will be taken into account in evaluating the sport's future in the Games. Golf is making its first appearance in the Olympics for the first time since 1904, but 20 men have pulled out, many citing concerns over the Zika virus. Among the 20 golfers opting not to compete are the top four ranked men in the world, Jason Day, Dustin Johnson, Jordan Spieth, and Rory McIlroy. Just four of the top 10 golfers plan to be in Rio for the Games. Bach added that, quote, very different reasons not related to Zika have also been cited in golf circles for skipping the Olympics. And that's a look at your sports update brought to you by Atkinson Toyota in Madisonville and Bryan, helping folks in the Brazos Valley go places. I'm Brad Mitchell on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
BeTheMatch.com is sponsoring a bone marrow drive on Saturday, July 16th from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the Coldwell Banker Agtown Real Estate Office, corner of Texas Avenue and University Drive in College Station. This bone marrow drive honors BeTheMatch.com recipient Melissa Ruffino and her bone marrow donor, Krissa Sagona. BeTheMatch.com will be on-site educating people on how to sign up to be a bone marrow donor. It takes only a cheek swab to join the registry and potentially save someone's life. Be a match. Saturday, July 16th from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m.
When it comes to my money, I like to keep things simple. That's why I have a Prosperity Simply Free checking account. Free. No one's going to beat that price. And there's no monthly maintenance fee, no individual check fees, unlimited withdrawals, free debit card, free online banking. Prosperity is the big bank with your community's bank inside, where you find real bankers, not just a bank. ProsperityBankUSA.com, member FDIC. $100 minimum deposit to open account.
Hallmark Clark Cleaners understands that you make an investment in your clothes, so they don't cut corners when it comes to your dry cleaning. Hallmark Cleaners provides quality processing at competitive pricing. They have three BCS locations, South College Avenue, Rock Prairie Road at Highway 6, and Welburn Road next to Chicken Express, as well as one in Navasota. Experience great convenience with Hallmark's drive-thru and same-day, in-by-9, out-after-5 service. Hallmark Cleaners, the Brazos Valley's trusted dry cleaning, laundry, and alteration service for over 20 years.
Hey, Christine, how's the shredding going?
It's pretty bad. I still have the stack left, and it's taking forever.
Have you heard of Embassy Records and Management? They can shred these documents in no time.
Really?
Definitely. They'll send their mobile truck to your place of business and shred all your private information right in front of you. You'll be the last person to see them and the first to see them destroyed. Plus, they're local, so they're just a phone call away.
Outstanding. How does that sound to you, Christine?
Sounds like a relief. I'll give Embassy Records Management and Storage a call.
776-3500 or log on to embassyrms.com.
Here's the weather. It's brought to you by Wilton's Office Works. They're on the freeway between University and Briarcrest. Or shop them at wiltons.com. Furniture, supplies, and much more at Wilton's. Plenty of hot weather, 98 or so. Heat index around 105. We'll continue that, yeah, looks like, through Wednesday and next week. Slight chance of showers this weekend. Low each night will be in the upper 70s. We're at 79 right now at 7 o'clock. WTAW, College Station, Bryan.